This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In an unusual convergence of holiday festivities and political activism, the Committee for Immigrant Rights of Sonoma County is sponsoring a symbolic trick-or-treat march to Santa Rosa City Hall on Saturday to call attention to the issue of impounding immigrants' vehicles. Davin Cardenas, a community organizer with the committee, believes the vehicle seizures represent a form of selective harassment.
Workers were having their cars impounded for reasons that are very difficult to justify. Somebody being stopped while coming out of a gas station, not driving, but being asked if they had a license as they're about to enter back into their car. And then you read the ticket that they received, and it says they were going 35 miles per hour going southbound on such and such road.
Citywide, vehicles are impounded at a rate of two or more per day, with seizures occurring in bunches during checkpoints for unlicensed drivers.
And if there is an unlicensed driver, then pursuant to the vehicle code, the vehicle is impounded for a 30-day period.
Sergeant Doug Schleif is in the Santa Rosa Police Department's Traffic Bureau. He explains that if the car is licensed to someone else, it may be released to the owner if that person can persuade the officers they didn't know it was being driven by someone without a license. Bringing a valid license in on the same day can also get the car released, but not without a cost. When a vehicle is impounded, it is immediately subject to a $190 towing fee, plus storage charges of $45 a day. Costs that Cardenas notes can quickly add up.
Every day of those 30 days, the fee is going up. So by the end of the 30 days, it costs more than the car is worth to take it out of the tow yard.
With 30 days of storage charges plus the city's $200 release fee, it costs $1,740 to reclaim an impounded vehicle. Little wonder that many are simply abandoned to the tow yards. The California Vehicle Code grants officers who cite unlicensed drivers discretion over whether or not to have their vehicle impounded. But Cardenas says local police typically will not even allow someone else to take over driving in those cases. Sergeant Schleif says there's a reason for that.
If the driver is the owner of the vehicle, or the owner of the vehicle had knowledge that the person was driving the vehicle unlicensed, regardless if there was somebody else there capable of driving the vehicle, under most circumstances the vehicle would be towed, to prevent the event from continuing.
At the heart of this issue is the disconnect between the inability of undocumented workers to legally obtain a driver's license and their significant contribution to the local economy. One possible solution, Cardenas suggests, is a workers' identification card program.
Some states are actually pushing for federal IDs where you can access a license without having the documentation necessary to get a driver's license. This is a federally mandated ID that would allow you to get not a driver's license, but a permit to drive.
But until or unless such a program is enacted, the Committee for Immigrant Rights is trying to work with local police to encourage more cooperative enforcement procedures, while also advising immigrant drivers how to reduce the likelihood that their cars might get towed.
We are advising people to ask for hearings. Everybody is entitled to an audience with the officials when their car is towed. Also, if they are being pulled over, to park on a street in a parking lot, park where you're not obstructing traffic, and to ask the officer if somebody with a license can come pick up their car.
The trick-or-treat march from Roseland to City Hall starts at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, complete with kids, costumes, candy, and information about alternatives to driving in Sonoma County. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.